Albayan Radio presents the following lesson live from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Friday night lessons here at Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo. Tonight, we have a very important question we'd like to discuss, and that is, who are the biggest winners or the greatest winners, and who are the biggest losers? If we were to ask this question, who is the greatest winner? Who is a successful one? And who is the greatest or the biggest loser? Who's in a state of loss? We would get many different answers. If we ask 100 people, more than likely we may get 90 to 100 different answers. But as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a guide, has given us who are the true winners and who are the true losers. And He has given it to us in a surah in which Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said about it, if this is all Allah sent down, it will be sufficient for mankind. And as the ulama said, in the issues that it addresses, it will be sufficient for mankind. You may ask, what surah am I talking about? It is the great surah, Surah Al-Asr. One of the smallest surah in the Quran, made up of just a few verses, but it addresses this important question, who is in a state of success, who is the winner, and who is in a state of loss, and therefore the loser. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He starts His surah by saying, wal asr, promising by the time. And as we know, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can promise by the time, because the time is from the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And as we know, my dear brothers and sisters, anything which Allah promises by is important. It has a use and is of great benefit. And our life is made up of time. Years, months, weeks, days, hours and seconds. The wise one is the one who makes the most of his time. And the Prophet ﷺ, he has told us, there are two blessings which people take for granted and fuss lose out, and they are free time and good health. And he also says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take care of five before five. And one of those things which he told us to take care about is your free time before you get busy. And he also said, take care of your youth before you get old. Take care of your life before you die, my dear brothers and sisters. Therefore, every minute, we should make the most of it. Every minute, every moment, we should go from one act of obedience to another. But as we know, many people waste their time, and therefore they are in loss. As Allah says in the next ayah, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah promises by the time, all mankind is in loss. Al insan, every single person, the rich and the poor, the young and the old, the white, the black, the red, and any other color in between, they are all in loss. But there's an exception, isn't there? There's an exception to the rule, and therefore they are the winners. And anyone who doesn't have these qualities or the things that are mentioned in the following verse, they are the losers. No matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone tries to say to you or to me or to us, they are in loss. Why? Because Allah said. So Allah promises by the time, everyone is in loss. Every person is in loss. But he says, illa, except, exception here. So who's not in loss? Who are the winners? Who are the successful ones in this life and the next? Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu assalihat wa tawasaw bilhaqqi wa tawasaw bissabr. Four things. Everyone's in loss except those who believe and do righteous actions and recommend one another to what? To the truth and recommend one another to patience, to perseverance, as we're going to see. So the first characteristic of those who are the winners and are not in a state of loss are those who believe. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. What is iman? What is belief? Iman, my dear brothers and sisters, is made up of speech, beliefs and actions. Iman increases with good deeds and it decreases with bad deeds. What do we have to believe in? We have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His angels, His books, His prophets and messengers, to believe in the last day and to believe in the divine decree, the good and bad thereof. As is mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned Arkan al-Iman, the six articles of belief. We have to believe in this. We have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is our Lord. He's the creator, the sustainer, the provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most beautiful names and most beautiful attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one deserving of our worship. We don't worship any angel, any prophet, any man, anything. We only worship Allah, the one who is deserving of worship, deserving of all our worship. All worship is for Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first characteristic of the winners, of the successful ones in this life and the next, are those who believe. Those who believe. But is that all? No. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who believe and do righteous actions. Good actions. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that all acts of worship, all good deeds, to be correct, they must fulfill two conditions. And they are that they must be done purely and sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they must be done in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we know, my dear brothers and sisters, many people today, they say, I believe. I believe. It's in the heart. It's in the heart. But if you believed, you would act. You would do good actions. And what are the good actions? The acts of worship which are mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. That which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed us to do. We only can get draw, or we can only draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam worshipped Allah. This is the way we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, actions, good deeds, must be done sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in accordance with the sunnah. And yes, belief is not enough. We must act. We must act. We must act. We cannot just talk as many people today are. Many people today, they just talk and talk and talk. There's no actions. And from the greatest of actions are the five pillars of Islam. To pray, to establish the prayer, to give the zakah, to fast the month of Ramadan, and to perform Hajj. These are from the greatest of actions. And there are many other actions that we can do. A Muslim is always doing those acts of worship sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to draw nearer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He worships Allah until the last moment, as Allah instructed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the followers of Muhammad, until you reach the yaqeen, and that is death. To the last moment, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah sincerely and in accordance with the sunnah. So my dear brothers, the fruits of our belief is action. And the question presents itself is that for us to have true iman and to act, what do we need? What is needed to worship Allah correctly? What is needed to follow the sunnah? Can anyone tell me? What is needed, my dear brothers and sisters? How are you going to worship Allah if you don't know Allah? How are you going to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you don't know him? You don't seek knowledge about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life. So the knowledge that is most important is the knowledge that makes your worship correct. The knowledge which makes you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the knowledge which helps you interact with others. And this is by learning about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need knowledge to make sure we know who Allah is. Knowledge to make our worship correct by learning the Quran and Sunnah, and also how to interact with others. And this is also by learning and studying Islam, learning about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what's first? Action or knowledge?
Knowledge.
Knowledge? What's the proof for that?
Iqra.
Iqra? What's the proof? Who can give me a proof? Fa'alam. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. What does Allah say here? Know, O Muhammad ﷺ, that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, then seek forgiveness of your deeds. So Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, he titled one of his chapters, بَابُ الْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. What dalil is the ayah we mentioned. He said, the chapter of knowledge, that knowledge precedes, knowledge is before actions and speech. And the proof is, know that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and then seek forgiveness of your sins. So the Shaykh then says, فَبَدَأَ بِالْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَعَمَلِ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. So Allah here, subhanahu wa ta'ala, began the ayah with what? With knowing. Know Allah before actions and speech. So we must learn about Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Sahaba used to say, we learned about Allah, and then we learned the Quran, which increased our iman. We learned about Allah, we learned iman, then we learned the Quran, which increased our iman. So this is the way it should be. Learn about Allah, seek knowledge, so you can know who Allah is, so you can know how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then act based upon knowledge. Act based upon knowledge. The fruits of knowledge is actions. If you are learning and not acting, there's a problem. And as we know, Allah hates this. Allah hates this, as he mentions. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say that which you do not do? Verily it is hated to Allah to say that which you do not do. And one of the ill ways of those who came before us is that they would call others to do stuff and they wouldn't do it themselves. So we call, as we're going to learn, we call after we act and after we have knowledge. So this is very briefly the first two parts of the ayah, of the surah. Everyone's in loss, Allah says, verily everyone's in a state of loss, except those who believe and do righteous actions. But is that all? No. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. They recommend one another to the truth. They give da'wah, they call to the haq, to the truth, to Islam and all that it brings. My dear brothers and sisters, without any hesitation, without any doubt, we must know and acknowledge that Islam is the truth. Submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worshiping Him alone is the truth. Following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the truth. He is the seal of all prophets that came before Him. The Quran is the last revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we must believe in the Quran and call to it. We must call to the Quran and Sunnah. You can never ever be a complete believer until you call to that which you believe in. You must act after having knowledge, belief, and then you must call. Da'wah. We can speak one night about da'wah, but this is a brief lesson. So very briefly, one of the greatest things you can do is to give da'wah, is to call to the truth. Prophet ﷺ said, convey from me, even if it's an ayah. But when you call, you must know what you're calling to. You must be certain about what you're calling to. And one of the most praiseworthy things you can do is to give da'wah. And when you call someone to do an action, you get the reward of that action. And it continues going and going. You continue getting reward. Then what if Allah guides someone through you? What if someone starts praying for you? Every time they do an action, you get rewards. This is the wise person who invests in his hereafter. And who invests in his hereafter. He calls to the haq. He doesn't waste no time. My dear brothers and sisters, calling to the haq, giving da'wah, inviting others to Islam, or enjoining the good and forbidding evil amongst your brothers and sisters, does not mean that everyone has to get up on the minbar and give a khutbah or give a lesson. No, it's in whatever you can do according to your means and according to your knowledge. At work, give da'wah. Your training, give da'wah. Your shopping, give da'wah. Your driving, give da'wah. You're interacting with others, with the Muslim and non-Muslim. Enjoy the good, forbid the evil. Call them to Islam. Show them Islam before you even call them to Islam. Have good manners. Prophet ﷺ was sent to perfect good manners. And wallahi, if they see us, they will know this person is different if we're implementing Islam. Implementing Islam in the correct way, not bits and pieces as many people do today. They follow some part of Islam, they leave the rest. No, enter Islam completely by submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following his sahaba, following the salaf al-salih. This is Islam. So we must call, my dear brothers and sisters, call based upon knowledge. Basira. What does Allah say in Surah Yusuf also? Say, Muhammad, this is my way. I call to the truth upon insight, upon knowledge, sure knowledge, me and those who follow me. So call as long as you know what you're calling to. Don't speak if you don't know. Don't make up a nice story. You don't know if it's authentic or not. Don't spread what you don't know. Make sure if it's a hadith, for example, you're certain that it's an authentic hadith. We're not saying you have to be a muhaddith. Ask a person of knowledge. Ask a student of knowledge. Ask someone who knows. And if you're not sure, don't spread it. Especially today, Allahu musta'an, on WhatsApp, social media, you get hadith that are mawdu'a, that are fabricated. You get hadith that are weak. Stories that are made up and not true. So be careful what you spread when you're giving da'wah. And Allah praised this nation, saying you're the best nation raised for mankind. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best nation raised for mankind. You enjoy the good and forbid the evil and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how we are the best nation. So if we're not fulfilling that, then we have issues. We have to call to the good, prevent the evil, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With hikmah, with wisdom, with fair preaching, speaking to people according to the level of knowledge, knowing when to speak to the people, selecting a suitable time, a suitable way when talking and giving da'wah. And lastly, my dear brothers and sisters, what does Allah say regarding those who are successful and are not in a state of loss? إِلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. What's the last one? وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they recommend one another to patience. Question. Everyone knows the word patience. Sabr in Arabic. What does it mean? But what does sabr mean? What does patience mean? Easy question, isn't it? But how come no one's answering it? Anyone been to jail? Anyone been locked up? Anyone visited someone in jail? What's al-habs? You know, habas. What's al-habs? Someone who's in jail, they call it habs in Arabic. Habas. What does it mean? But habs means to withhold, to refrain. That's patience. To withhold and refrain. To be patient. When, for example, a calamity hits, when something doesn't go your way, when you're given tests and trials. And the ulama said that patience is of three types. Patience on what Allah has ordered you to do, patience on what Allah has forbidden you from doing, prohibited upon you, and patience on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed upon you, from loss of wealth, loss of life, day-to-day trials. So we must be patient on what Allah has ordered us to do. And really, what Allah has ordered us to do is for our own good. Let's take the prayer. Isn't the prayer better for you? Anyone who hasn't prayed and prayed knows the difference. And wallahi, there's a world of difference. Prayer gives you an organized, structured life. It gives you that feeling that you cannot get with any other action. It organizes your day. It gives you that direct link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell Bilal, رَيَحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَالِ. Make us relax, make us have enjoyment by you calling to the prayer, O Bilal. But sadly, many people today, what do they say? Hurry up, let's get it over and done with. They're in a mosque, I told the Mu'addin, hurry up, call the Adhan, we want to go home. Well, the Prophet ﷺ, the delight of his eye was the prayer. He loved the prayer. He enjoyed the prayer. Make the most of your prayer, my dear brothers and sisters. It is the first thing you'll be asked about. So we must have patience when we pray. Patience, fasting, zakah, Ramadan, all the other good actions that Allah orders us to do. And also we must have patience in refraining from the haram. Yes, it's a test, but life is a test. Remember that you're here for a certain limited time, so be patient on the haram, keeping away from the haram, what Allah has prohibited you from. Whether it be listening to haram, looking at haram, going to the haram, be patient, keep away from it. Keep away from it. Know that Allah is watching you. Know that angels are recording. Know you'll be held accountable in the next life. Therefore, it will give you patience. And also patience on what Allah has declared upon us. Loss of a child, for example. Loss of a loved one. We must be patient from the onset of this calamity. Whatever calamity it may be. Loss of wealth. Know that this is a test for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To see how you respond. You must respond and be patient and anticipate the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only say that which is pleasing to Allah. We keep away from any bad actions or bad speech that may show that you're not happy with the decree of Allah. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, it's going to be hard. But be patient. Be pleased that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thank Allah if you are patient from the onset of this calamity. Any calamity that comes your way, it's a way for you to have your sins forgiven. It's a way for you to be purified. It's a way for you to have your levels raised in the next life. So thank Allah. It is all good for the believer. Every affair is good for the believer, as the Prophet ﷺ tells us. If he's tested and he's patient, he thanks Allah, that is good for him. And if he's given and he thanks Allah, that is good for him. And this is the case for the believer only. For the believer only. So very briefly, my dear brothers and sisters, we'll summarize what we talk. Everyone is in loss. After Allah promises by the time, he tells us that everyone is in loss. Everyone is in loss, every single person. But there's an exception to the rule. Those who won't be in loss, they are the winners in this life and the next. Allah enters them into Jannah by his mercy. They are winners how? By believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the articles of Iman, the Arkan al-Iman. Believing in the Shahada, believing in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believing in Islam, Tawheed, Aqeedah. Not only do they believe, they act upon their belief, then they call to Islam, and they are patient when calling to Islam. Because my dear brothers and sisters, when you believe, when you act, and when you call, you're going to be tested without fail. You're going to be tested with many things around you, as the Muslims are being tested today. So therefore we must be patient. We must be patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reward is Jannah. And I'll finish off with one final ayah. Allah telling us once again who is the winners, who are the successful. What does he say? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنَ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Whoever is averted away from the hellfire, kept away from the hellfire in the next life, and enters Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازْ. What's that mean? He is the winner. He is successful. So we ask Allah to make us from those who are successful in this life and the next. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.